I just finished up a great conference in Canada. Michael, our field director, was there with me. We were walking back to our hotel to pack up and leave. I was really tired and preoccupied when he handed me this envelope. I noticed a phone message written on it, and I distinctly remember Michael saying something when he handed it to me. But I was concentrating on that message that had been written on the envelope. And I looked at who it was, and I said to myself, oh, I already made that call. And since I was finished with the message, after I got in my room, I threw the envelope away. When we got back to our office, somebody said, where's the check from the folks in Canada? They were referring to the check for our ministry from the weekend, and I said, Michael has it. When they asked Michael, he said, no, I give it to Ron. You did? You guessed it. It was in the envelope I threw away. I don't think I've ever thrown away a check in my life, knowingly. Well, they stopped payment, they reissued it, but I was treated for acute embarrassment. See, I didn't know what the envelope was worth, so I just threw it away. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about throwing yourself away. Our word for today from the Word of God, it's in Leviticus chapter 26, verses 12 and 13. It's an important passage for a lot of us who don't realize how valuable we are. See, the people here, the ancient Jews, they had been mistreated in Egypt. They'd been used, they'd been hurt, they'd been belittled and enslaved, and they started to believe that's what they were worth. I don't know if that sounds familiar at all, but maybe so. Here's what God said to them, and maybe to you. I will walk among you and be your God, and you will be my people. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, so you would no longer be slaves to the Egyptians. I broke the bonds of your yoke and enabled you to walk with heads held high. And here's what God says about whose they are and who you are. My people, no longer slaves, walking with your head held high. See, they were out of Egypt, but Egypt wasn't out of them. They were out of bondage, but the bondage wasn't out of them. God was telling them what royalty they really were, and it was about time they started living like the treasure they were. Well, maybe that's what God's trying to tell you. You've been making the same mistake about your worth that I did with that valuable envelope. You think it's trash. Maybe you felt like a loser, a reject, a victim. So you've been throwing yourself away. And there are a lot of ways to do that. I mean, you can throw yourself away academically by not trying, by not working very hard at work, by getting sexually involved, maybe throwing yourself away chemically or alcoholically. You could be trashing yourself by what you do for pleasure, by settling for bad relationships. Maybe you've even thought about suicide. It could be you just don't try because you don't think you're worth it. You're wrong. You are God's handmade creation, his people, no longer a slave, head held high. You're making a mistake that breaks the heart of your creator. You believe you're trash because some people treated you like trash. No, you are who your creator says you are. They don't get to tell you who you are. You were created by God. You are loved by God. You're purchased by God through the death of his son. You belong to God if you've given yourself to him. You are not trash. You are treasure. I looked at a valuable envelope. I thought it was trash. I threw it away. I was wrong. It was worth a lot. Maybe some people have looked at you and thought you weren't worth much, and they treated you like trash. Well, they didn't know who you are. But you need to know, whether they know or not. Don't break God's heart anymore by throwing away what he thinks is worth so much that he would die for you. He would die for the very wrong things you have done, for every rebellion against him. You were worth the life of Christ, his son. This day, why don't you step into his love by opening your heart to him? Love to help you do that. And I can if you'll just visit our website, anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. I think if you can say to Jesus, I'm yours today, you can start to live like the treasure he says you are.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.